this evening is from Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 23 to 29. I am a God nearby, says the Lord, and not a God far off. Who can hide in the secret places so that I cannot see them, says the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, says the Lord? I have heard the prophets have said, who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long will the hearts of the prophets ever turn back? Those who prophesy lies and who prophesy the deceit of their own heart. They plan to make my people forget my name by their dreams that they tell one another, just as their ancestors forgot my name for Baal. Let the prophet who has a dream tell the dream, but let the one who has my word speak faithfully. What has straw in common with wheat, says the Lord? Is not my word like fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? And then from the New Testament, Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, verses 49 to 59. Luke 12, verses 49 to 50. Jesus said, I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have come with a baptism to which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see the cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, it is going to rain, and so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be a scorching heat, and it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? And why do you not judge for yourselves what is right? Thus, when you go with your accuser before the magistrate, on the way make an effort to settle the case, or you will be dragged before the judge, and the judge hand you over to the officer, and the officer throw you into prison. I tell you, you will never get out until you have paid every last penny. I pray that God will add his blessing to those portions from his scripture. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, as we turn to hear about what your word would mean for us all this evening, we pray that you would open our minds and our hearts to all that you would speak to us. Take these frail human words and make them and shape them into the word of life for us all. In Jesus' name, amen. The people were confused. How were they to know when God was really speaking? How does God speak? People had come to them preaching and teaching and claiming that their message was from God. They said it was a word from the Lord. And the message sounded really, really good. The people enjoyed listening to it. It was a comforting and easy message. A really good, positive word that they liked. But then the prophet Jeremiah came to them. He claimed he had had a direct word from God too, although this message was quite different. Jeremiah let them have it. He told them that there were going to be consequences for their sin and ungratefulness towards God's loving kindness. He told them that God would withdraw his blessings and the nation would now be faced with famine and starvation. Can you imagine how the people would have felt? You see, they didn't see themselves as bad people, not really needy people either. They obediently came week by week to hear the message. They came to worship, they gave their offerings, they prayed and they listened. But you see, the false prophets brought a pleasing message to the people, a word that was full of flattery, which caused them to become extremely proud, puffed up and vain. They thought that everything was going to go their way and be exactly as they would want it to be. They were told that all was well and God was pleased, that they should keep on living the way they had been living. They thought that everything would be and all their dreams and desires would come true, that they had been promised peace and security, although the Babylonians had been attacking and turned their world upside down. They believed the words of the false prophet, that the attacking Babylonians would soon depart. The exiles who had been taken away some time earlier would return and the kingdom would be secure. What a comforting message, exactly what they wanted to hear. But the prophet Jeremiah was saying that this wasn't the Lord's word to them. The Lord had given Jeremiah a disturbing message to speak. The people struggled to listen to this hard word. It wasn't what they were used to. Jeremiah was distressed that the people were not open to the true word. But of course, his message was not easy or comforting. He told them of how the Babylonians would come and destroy Jerusalem, that the Lord would punish them for their sinfulness and their rebellion against him. These words were shocking. They shocked the people and brought a great challenge to them. The word was direct and even appeared to be a little condemning. I suppose, after all, it was the complete opposite of all that they had heard from the other prophets. In response to the false prophets, the Lord says through the prophet Jeremiah, "Let the prophet who has a dream tell the dream, but the one who has my word speak my word faithfully. What has straw in common with wheat, says the Lord? Is not my word like fire, says the Lord, like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces?" What? Was he saying that the false prophet's dreams were like straw, dead grass, cut off from the source of life, providing no nourishment? The dreams were not profitable to the people at all. And by contrast, did he mean that God's word is like wheat? It satisfies, it nourishes, it sustains us. It seems that the Lord was revealing through Jeremiah was that these easy words were not what the people needed. An easy message, a message that's easy to hear, is not always a nourishing message. Sometimes it can be difficult to hear a hard word, but it is this difficult word that causes the most growth and challenge in our lives. I saw a cartoon strip not long ago. A minister was at the front of his large congregation one Sunday morning and said, "Today my sermon will be both short and sweet." From way back in the congregation, a single voice cries out loudly, "Hallelujah!" The minister, shocked, said, "What was that for? The short or the sweet?" I suppose that's what the people in Jeremiah's day wanted too, a comfortable, short, sweet word, one that wouldn't bring much challenge. They didn't have to change much, a word that wouldn't keep them awake at night, something that wouldn't cause them to have to examine their lives or make any significant changes. It can be the same for us today, can't it? I don't know about you, but sometimes when it's been a very, very long sermon and I think, oh dear, and I start to get a little concerned about the meat I've left roasting in the oven, it can be difficult to hear even a brief message that brings challenge or makes us feel uncomfortable. Most of us have probably all experienced the sermon we thought that the minister had had as specifically in mind when they wrote it. That, of course, is a word from the Lord. Just Jesus wasn't afraid to speak directly to people. Sometimes he would offer a parable and allow the people to try and figure out the underlying meaning for themselves. Take the story we heard in Luke's gospel tonight. Jesus said it bluntly, "I have come to bring fire on the earth. I come to bring division." Imagine hearing Jesus speak those words. What? Separation within families? Did Jesus really mean division? Well, perhaps what he meant was that sometimes, if we make the right choices to make a stand for our Lord, even within our families, amongst our friends, it can lead into opposition. We may have all experienced at one time or another a friend or family member that wants us to go along with something that inside we don't feel totally comfortable with. We may have been asked to go somewhere that we know that really the Lord would not wish to find us there. Or we've been asked to watch a film or something on TV that we would not really consider appropriate. It could be a half-truth that we're asked to go along with, or even that we've been asked to keep silent when we know we really should speak out. Maybe we feel challenged to stand up for another when a racist or discriminatory comment has been made, but it's not always easy to make a stand, is it? Opposition and division can be hard to deal with. This was a difficult thing that Jesus was saying, a difficult word for them to hear. What were the people to do? What are we to do when we feel a hard word comes, when we feel uncomfortable, when we feel that the Lord is wanting us to respond differently, when we're called to forgive, when we feel justified but feel a nudging to change, when we don't feel like making an effort but we really know we should, when we should say no but it's easier to say yes, when we should speak to the truth to one another in love but worry about the consequences of our words. In our world today, there are so many times when we know that Christians are called to be different, not to compromise, but to stand firm, not to go along with the status quo, yet it can be difficult. It's not always easy to hear the word of Scripture and obey. When we're called to forgive, to love, to be generous, to let go of those things that hinder our own walk, it's not easy. It can be easier to hear the soft, sweet, comforting message. A word like, God loves us, don't worry about it. We're all okay as we are. Yes, of course God loves us, but he calls us to forgive, to stand firm, to be generous, to speak the truth to one another in love. He calls us to follow his example. Jesus explained that the right response to the difficult word may even put us at odds with the world. But standing firm and walking in obedience may even put us at odds with our own family, even our nearest and dearest. As Jeremiah found out, speaking and standing firm on the word of God causes opposition and division. It seems it can happen when any person decides not to go with the flow. Jesus was calling people to respond. They were not to listen and put off their responses for another day. They were called to hear the hard word and be ready to stand firm. And we must too. When the hard word comes and it causes us to make decisions, it can be uncomfortable. But God calls us to make a choice and promises to help us and to be with us. I wasn't brought up in a Christian home. In fact, no one in my family had ever attended church. I was not brought up to even think about God, and I'd probably only ever prayed at school before lunch or home time. I had a very privileged upbringing. Money was no object, and I'd seen more of the world by the time I was 10 than most people see in a lifetime. My mother never worked, just shopped. My father retired at 40. But you know what? However much money they had and however happy they seemingly were, as long as I could remember, I saw inside a deep void, a sense that something important was missing. My parents loved me. In fact, they were very strict and extremely overprotective. I was never allowed to stay over anyone's house, and I never, ever had a babysitter. Sounds unbelievable, doesn't it? Until one day, my brother was playing for Wales in Cardiff Arms Park, and I had an important violin exam. One of my friend's parents had offered to take me to the exam and to keep me for the afternoon. They were both medical doctors, so they thought, oh, okay. And more importantly, they were Christians. By a miracle of God, I found myself in a children's rally in Hope Baptist Church in Bridgend. And it was during that time that I had an audible voice and vision encounter with the Lord Jesus. And at that day, at 11 years old, I had a real encounter with the living God that changed my life forever. I had a few decisions to make. I made a decision, a commitment that was wonderful, but it did cause division. My parents did not understand. You see, my parents felt that people only needed God when they hit rock bottom and their lives were a mess. They began to ban me from church. They didn't want me attending prayer meetings or Bible studies. They were concerned that I had joined some kind of cult. Eventually, I had to make a hard choice. At 16, I moved out from my parents' home. Over the last 10 years, I managed to find relationship with them again. I love them dearly, but of course, they did not understand my commitment to Jesus. It can be hard to make a stand, but that is what we are called to do, each one of us. We're called to make daily, hourly choices. And over the years, I found other choices not so easy to make. I've struggled to know whether it is right to make a stand. We all know that some things can be a personal thing, just between us and God. I found it difficult to know at times if something is a direct word from the Lord or not. I'm not always sure. Maybe you're not either. But what I do know is that God wants us to listen. And when we've heard, whatever the word may be, even in a difficult, disturbing word, we must respond. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your faithfulness, that you are a faithful God. And Father, we thank you that each one of us is here this evening because you are a faithful God. And Lord, we thank you that you continue to still speak to us, even when we don't listen, even when we're distracted and we're preoccupied with other things. But Lord, we pray that as we continue to grow in our relationship with you and others, that you would continue to speak to us, continue to challenge us, and continue to use us to help others to grow too. As we go come to the table now, Lord, we pray that you would just be amongst us, that your presence would be tangible, that you would remind us, Lord, how much you love us. And we do thank you, Lord, for your sacrifice for us. Prepare our hearts, we pray, in Jesus' name.